Hurry. It's just right at 8 o'clock, Sunday night. My last week working in Albuquerque for this particular rendition. Really interesting. It's just barely over 6 months. I've worked at Sandia for 6 months, and here I am leaving. Anyway, so hoping I don't do horrible things to this poor car. My other car, Sandy, so much used to my interesting driving, and this vehicle right here isn't. And I don't know how tough it really is. Sandy's proven to be immensely tough. And I'm kind of impressed by that car. I brought Bob, the big red tomato. That was Lisa's car for the longest time. 2010 Jeep Patriot. And the reason why I'm bringing this vehicle as opposed to just my regular little car is that I'm taking my bedding this week, and we're hauling it out so that I can use it in my new sleeping situation in Amarillo, Texas. I'm getting ready to pass up this fella. It's going to be our rest area anytime soon, or do I just need to pass this guy? I need to wait a minute here. Oh, he's doing 40. Nothing better to do with his interesting lifestyle than drive slow. It's okay, whatever, but I really want to get to bed. Don't want to be here for days. Oh, I'm getting used to the fact that things are just far farther away in this vehicle. So yes, I'm bringing back, I just wanted to have more space to bring stuff back. I'm also taking, equipment back to turn back in since I'll no longer be working for this contractor at Sandia. So the interesting thing is the timing worked just about right for me to put in my resignation before I even had to take it. There was going to be no point taking my vacation while still working for Sandia, knowing that almost immediately after I got back, I was going to, you know, that I wasn't going to be working for them anymore. I certainly didn't have the kind of leave that was needed, so it was a silly thing to do. Much better just to say, you know what, I'm just going to resign now, because I'm going to go on my vacation, and then we'll worry about the next job. Or I've already got the next job. Come on. When I get back. And the question came up, just what exactly was I going to say? I do, you know, because people will always ask you, well, what do you do? You know, you can say, I'm from New Mexico. And they go, oh, yeah? Do you speak English? And you go, yeah, yeah. It's a state in the United States. A lot of people there do speak Spanish, but I'm not one of them. Since my family's lived in New Mexico. My mom's family has lived in New Mexico for 5 generations. There it goes, kid. I don't know how much of that got them. None of it. Ah, worthless. We're talking about all these interesting things, and not a bit of it got recorded. This is so typical. My little rig here, which is having a pretty decent trucker headset, and my current cell phone du jour really doesn't work all that good. Recording quality is okay, but it's just not reliable. I recorded the first 5 minutes of what I had put on here, and then now it's been nearly an hour later. So there's 55 minutes that just got flushed, and it's just like, oh, do I want to revisit any of it? No, no. It's just personal stuff. I talk mostly about diet, food, what I what I eat out here when I do my commuting. My commute's going to change a bit, quite a bit. My wife is not shy about saying what she likes and doesn't like about what I do. And that's her privilege. Good golly. She's my wife. She worries about me. Not only does she worry about me because I'm her husband, but because I'm also her provider. And who on earth wants to lose their provider? So, one last week this week, sleeping on the boat. In a way, I won't be unhappy to be out of it right now, the way I have it rigged. I'm sleeping slightly on my head. So I end up sliding down and having my head jammed up against a bulkhead for the side of the boat, in this case. And that's just obnoxious. I figured how I could fix it and make it work better, but now there's really no point. No sense to spend another dollar or another minute giving it much thought. You're going to be staying here for tonight and three more nights, and that's it. The biggest question is, what am I going to do with the boat? It costs me $35 every 3 years to keep it registered. Registration is about coming up. It comes up every December, every 3 years. I got it first registered in, was it really in December? No. I think it's like February or March of 2021. It comes up every third December, every three Decembers. So I need to get it redone in 2023 to pump it up to 2026, December 2026. Oh. Anyway, I'm eating some nuts. If that translates over into the recording, besides just five spots when I'm munching. There it is. Yeah. New things coming up soon, but not before. Go on this big trip, Scotland and Ireland, and see what the world presents. For I know Lisa will go over there and she'll go, "Oh, Jason, I want to stay here. This is wonderful." It's like, "Ooh, Lisa, are you sure? It's really expensive here." But, you know, I like to give her a lot of say in things. Even things that really don't concern her too much. Of course, I'm not her. She would never conduct herself in any manner the way I do. Whoa. Nice buck. Ooh. Big deer. Pretty good sized deer. Anyway. Oh. To a certain, you know what has a big influence on the changes that have been happening the last few weeks? Is the fact that the Albuquerque Temple has been closed for annual cleaning. So I haven't been able to go to the temple. And of course I was sick last week. I probably would have talked myself out of going to the temple anyway. But it just wasn't available to me. The same thing's true this week. There's no temple trip this week because the temple's closed. And and that may have influenced, perhaps subtly, but perhaps not, the fact that all this stuff kind of came together at the same time. Go figure. Oh. I hope that dead spots are being taken out. This thing's supposed to filter out silence. Now, I don't know how silent it ends up being, how silent it needs to be for it not to record anything. Hopefully it does a good job. But needless to say, I don't really have, I didn't bring anything to listen to this week. Although this vehicle can technically play DVDs. You can only do it when you're standing still. Now you can listen to the DVD, so it's not totally lost to you. But I didn't bring any DVDs either, so it's just not happening. So I'm kind of just gonna live off of the podcast that I have, recording my own, of course, as well. I don't know if I really want to talk much about Ayn Rand, because to be honest, I find myself being sympathetic to her detractors that say that she's not very her objectivism philosophy lacks a certain amount of generosity, which is exactly what objectivism is. It's you know, at least as far as it's being portrayed, and one of the reasons why she wrote a lot of her novels was to put people and faces and lives to her ideology. The ideology she subscribed to. I don't know if she owned it, but I'm pretty sure she did. That the best result overall is to be as productive as you can be without much thought at all to altruism. I like not much at all. No thought to all altruism. That the best thing you can do for most people, and to be honest, I think the American right has somewhat adopted this as much as they feel like they can. That the most charitable thing you can do for anybody is to be successful and give people a job. I don't know if that was affected a lot by her life living in the Soviet Union as a child, where it was all focused on making things even, taking any profits that could be made, and very quickly you never made profits ever again. Turning everything into goods and services that you could give to people, whether they worked or not. She saw the great value in letting successful, intelligent, diligent, hardworking people do the most with their efforts, because by and large, these kinds of people can't do what they do alone. They need to have other people. You know, if you're going to come up with some product and you're going to mass produce that product, you're going to hire a bunch of people to build the product for you. You can't build all the product. That is a bad use of your labor. After a day of going out and engineering a wonderful new product that people want, the worst use of your time is to start going through the process of actually building your product at scale. You want to hand that over to other people who don't have to be creative at all, who don't have to, you know, who don't have to do these things. Ayn Rand wrote a book. She, her life should not have stopped. Says, well, I've written this book. Now I need to start churning out copies of the book. You know, that's the product is this wood pulp product and the words that are written in it, you know. And you're going, I can outsource, at least from myself, all of the ability to churn out these books that contain the story I wrote. I still get the lion's share of the profits of the book. Still go to her, you know. It's better for her to do it that way than any other. She should continue to doing that to which she is well suited. Everybody thinks it gets kind of nasty, though, in that they say, well, isn't it good for you to share the wealth with others? And you go, I do share the wealth with others. I hire on employees, or I get a subcontractor to do the actual publishing of the book. I immediately get to work on the next book. I don't sit there and do the production of the book that's already written. You know, that's a job best left to other people who can do it efficiently and in the way specified. Ta-da! And you go, well, what's bad about that? And you go, well, as far as I know, nothing. Although you get the impression that she isn't really about serving other people particularly. You know, I don't write a book to help other people do something. I write a book that sells books. That's the point of writing a book, is that you want to sell a whole bunch of them. You know, it kind of behooves people to look at it that way. And when you look at the current fiction market today, it's mostly just books to sell books, you know, stupid plot line. I'm, you know, and you can go, well, you know, you can call it stupid all day long. And you go, well, okay, formulaic plot lines for certain genres. This is the one for romance. This is the one for mystery. This is the one for, I don't know what you call it, young adults. This is the one for this. And mostly it is the good application of a formula piece with a little bit of creative sprinkles on top to make it look a little different from the next guy, and that's going to end up being a pretty good seller. You know, you don't make any money being creative. Creativity is highly overrated, and being able to churn out new material is harder than churning out variations on a theme. I've read a few kind of books that are selling well right now. And yes, it is. It's painful for me to read, but it's simply what it is. You know, people want good. It doesn't even have to be very good. It's just, but yeah, good. I mean, these people are not untalented at all, but they want it to follow the formula. It's comfortable to them. They want to have a constant stream of books, you know, sexy male protagonist, relatable yet successful and beautiful women who are your main protagonists, going up against some peril. It can be big, it can be little, it doesn't matter, you know. If it's big, you can call it horror. If it's little, you can call it romance. Woman eventually overcomes, gets the guy, may marry him, these days not so much so, gets whatever, what's a good word for it? Emotional dependency that she needs, although you can't make him look that way. He does have to kind of be emotionally dependent on her. Because in most of society today, that's really the only way that you can keep a man around a woman for very long at all, is to, you know, is to on some level make him emotionally dependent on her. She's got him twisted around her little finger. And he'll do, you know, and he'll help her on her schemes or on her money-making ventures. You know, they're all interior design, ladies product, entrepreneurs. You know, these days it has to be all about the strong, independent Elizabeth Bennet mold. And how else to describe it? It's all kind of about that whole thing. You know, she still wants to get knocked off her knees, both romantically and sexually, but she wants to be able to do it on her own terms, you know, and then she gets to walk away whenever she wants, and she should be able to go and do whatever she wants, and then she should be able to come back to some man, and that man will have been on some level waiting for her. Saving some part of himself for her. And that's really what constitutes the kind of loyalty that a female protagonist really seems to desire, is that she's number one, and that he won't stoop for second best or a one-night fling or anything along those lines. Well, I'm here at my thing. What is that? Is that a motorcycle? Yeah, it is. Okay. All righty. We'll see how many people follow me. There's three people on the road with me, which is really odd. It's like, is this Sunday night or is this something else? I don't know. Anyway, this is another test to see if I'm going down the rutted road. If the recording will be okay. Actually, the Jeep Patriot, for all of its kind of bad reputation, and whoa, there's people walking along the road. They're not doing a very good job of not being on the road. Yikes, almost ran him over. Mercy. I want to think of people. Don't comprehend why anyone would be on this road anyway. Oh, it's scaring me. And it's Sunday night. It's like, what on earth? Okay, anyway. Okay, now I'm going down the side road. The further I go down a road, the less it services anybody. The road that I go down, I'm at the very end. There's nobody down there. Boy, this thing did a wonderful job of making me into a good, kind of a good hermit. Definitely a good lone wolf that goes off and does his own thing. Not really interested in coming together to go do several things. Anyway, We'll see how that goes. But Cohen, Lone Wolf Saint. Kilo Limo Whiskey Sierra. Just don't be afraid to be what you are. So, anyway. This thing is higher slung than, much higher slung than my Mitsubishi Mirage. And so it's handling this, road Jeep trail much more handily than my other one ever did. Don't know how bad the vibrations are. Looks like they're not very bad at all. If I could go and test this tonight, once I get in, I'll listen to the last bit of this and see how the sound quality is. Oh, I gotta be careful here. Oh, yeah, that's a little hump of a bump. Last day I came out of here, some lady had her dog out, and the dogs came after me. And I kept driving and kept driving. They probably followed me for 2 miles before they finally just kind of got tired of it. I don't know what they were really trying to accomplish, except dogs love to run. And they love to run after something. Not the act of running, it's chasing. Dogs love to chase. And so if you keep them cooped up, which all women want to do as desperately as they can, because animals are supposed to be a substitute for, frankly, husbands. And and the first thing they do is, women are all about curtailing. You don't feel like that you've got a good husband until you've got him pretty much curtailed. So he's doing what you want him to do. You know, I guess you could be trying to be nice and trying to give him what he wants, but what kind of crap is that? Anyway, okay, we're here. We're done. We're going to stop this recording. Have a great day.